We've seen it happen on pretty much every cheesy sitcom since the 1980s. Maybe that's why it became so popular in real life.
What?
Where two lonely singles make a pact saying, you know what? If we're both still single by age whatever, then how about you and I get married?
Yeah. I did that in kindergarten.
I did it too, and I was like, when we're single at 21, let's get married.
Yeah, when our lives are almost over.
I thought at 14 that 21 was really old.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of the ultimate diss, because it says, you know, I'm really desperate right now, but I'm not that desperate.
Yeah, it does say that.
At least not yet.
Yeah.
Give me 20 more years and maybe I'll sink to this level.
I mean, will you be my last resort? Yeah.
I have a shot, but you, we all know you're single.
Right. So today we have a guy on the phone who made that pact with a woman way back in the day. His name is David. What's up, David?
Hey, how are you guys?
Aww,
we're good.
David.
Hold on. This is cute, but you're really taking this pact seriously?
I just wanted to see if she's serious about it.
Okay. I see. Well, I see how it is.
Well, we'll get to the pact in just a second, but first, how long has it been since you last spoke with your future wife?
Oh, don't say that yet.
Well, okay, I'm jumping to conclusions. How long has it been since you spoke to her?
Well, it's actually been almost like 12 years.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Wait. Before we go further, what's her name?
Well, her name is Libby, but she goes by Lib.
Liv? Okay.
Okay.
And did you guys make this pact in high school? Is that 12 years ago for you?
Yeah, actually, we were really, really good friends, but I was super shy and I don't know, I was really insecure. So I never asked her out, but we kind of always like had a thing between us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
At least on your end, you had a thing between you. On her end, she probably didn't even know.
That's not true. She actually wrote it in my yearbook. So she's the one who wrote it.
Oh, she wrote the marriage pact down. Did you guys like prick your thumbs and then sign it with blood?
Oh, bro. Jesus.
No.
What kind of school did you go to?
I mean,
button not, fingers?
I see what Brooke's saying. She's saying, did you get it notarized?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not binding.
Oh, come on. It's actually really cute.
It is.
So this was her idea, and now it's been since high school, since you last spoke to her, and how did she come back into your life?
Yeah.
Well, we always were Facebook friends, so whatever. We just kind of were peripheral with each other, but then I realized, like, about a month ago that she was single, because she was in a long relationship for a while.
I realized it. I mean, I wasn't stalking her page or anything. Or refreshing it every couple weeks.
But as of 3 hours ago, she's not in a relationship.
Okay, so did you reach out to her, or did she reach out to you?
I, like, DM'd her, and then we were just talking, and then I got the courage to ask her out. Like, I straight up just was like, hey, this could be a thing.
That's so
cute.
All right, nice.
Good job.
Oh, my God. Where'd you guys go? What'd you do? Tell us everything.
So we just went to this, like, little divey bar, and we had drinks, and it was so cool. We both were just smiling. Like, we were really good friends for 6 years.
That's so cute.
And it's so nice to, like, be out with somebody on a date that you still feel that comfort with, right?
Yeah, like you didn't skip a beat.
No, and you can just be yourself. I mean, I'm assuming that's how you felt.
Yeah, it was really, really, really nice. And so anyway, we ordered apps and stuff, and I actually brought our yearbook, our senior yearbook.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you brought it.
Bold move. Reminder. Yeah. Was she into that?
Well, yeah, she really liked the yearbook. It was fun to reminisce. She was really popular, so she was in a lot of pictures. And
was there romance on the date, though, too, or was it just nostalgia?
Yeah, I think so. We were like laughing, you know, and I feel like there were some old sparks definitely that popped up for me.
Okay.
The only thing that I'm confused about, because I just couldn't read her, is like we got to the page where the pact was because she was a gymnast. So it was on her gymnastics team page. So there was like a lot of memories for her. But she also wrote there, if we're both 30 and not married, that we would get married. So,
oh, man,
when we got to that page, it got a little confusing.
Really?
Why confusing?
Yeah.
Well, she was smiling and laughing like extra on that page. And so then part of me was like, is it because these are some of her best friends and there's just like goofy pictures of them? Or is it because she was reading the pact?
Okay. So, I mean, it was a positive, like she was putting out positive vibes no matter what.
Well, laughing.
Well, she was definitely smiling and kind of laughing, but I didn't want to bring up the pact because I didn't want it to be like, this is the reason I brought you here. I'm the reason I brought the yearbook.
Yeah, because that'd be creepy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So anyway, how old are you? Just kidding. I know you're 30.
Yeah. So did it come up? Did she see it?
I mean, she definitely saw it. It didn't come up because we kind of just like flipped the page. But then like later she had mentioned something about gymnastics, her uniform. So then I pulled out the yearbook later, like, and we opened it up to that page again.
Oh no. Now we're getting into the weird.
I feel like that was planned. Yeah. Was that planned?
It was bookmarked.
Well, she's the one who was talking about her uniform and we were going back for reference. So,
You're weird. There's a picture of it right here next to this sentence.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, what does that say? I can't read it.
Look how good your calligraphy was back in the day. So it never came up then.
It never came up. And obviously, I wasn't going to bring it up because I wasn't, you know.
Well, okay. Right. And you gave her enough opportunity for her to, for her to say something. Mm-hmm. I mean, what did the night end like?
Well, it ended with a hug, which is fine. I'm cool with that. So it kind of
I'm cool with it.
You're not. I'm fine. Have you guys ever kissed in the past, or would that have been your first kiss ever?
Her photo in the yearbook doesn't count. Yeah. Just saying.
Well, technically, we were both in a play in 10th grade, and we kissed then.
Oh.
That hot drama kisses that are
all
so
awkward. Right.
Uh-huh. This is interesting. Yeah. This is very weird.
So what's happened since that night ended? Have you reached out to her again?
I mean, I have, and I haven't heard from her. So I don't know, because she travels a lot for work. So I don't know if she got weirded out, or she's ghosting me, or she's truly just busy.
All right.
Okay. Oh,
wow. Well, I can't read this one.
This is an exciting one.
It is.
There's a lot on the line. Yeah.
She's so cute.
So let's play a song. We'll come back, and we'll call Lib for you and try and get you your second date, all right?
Thank you.
All right. Hold on, man.